Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome back to another episode of Reality. We are on episode 15 and my voice is kind of gone because it's cold outside and I got a sore throat. I know, I got a sore throat, but we are going to get through it. I have got Dated Unrelated stars Jalen and Alara in the studio and they're going to be spilling all the tea about their time in the villa, which is situated in the south of France. But look, before we get into anything, I have to pay tribute to rapper Coolio, who sadly passed away at the age of 59 yesterday. He was found unresponsive at a friend's house in LA, and it's being reported that he suffered a heart attack. Now, this is just sad news. I feel like 59 is just so young. Coolio is an absolute legend. We all know Coolio for his tune Gangsta's Paradise, which millions still listen to up till this day. He did the theme tune for Kenan and Kel, a TV series I used to watch so much when I was growing up. And he was starred in Celebrity Big Brother Season 6, so he was in the UK on our TV screens. Now, look, I have seen a lot of people on social media paying their tributes, news outlets writing about him, but this has just made me think we need to start giving people their flowers and showing them the same love we show them when they've died, when they are alive. Come on, it's only fair. Whether you're an artist, a musician, like, I just hope that Coolio passed knowing that he is the legend he is. I hope that everyone, you know, I hope fans let him know this. I hope friends and family members let him know this. Do you know what? As a musician, that's important. But I just think in general life, you know, I think in general life, as humans, we need to tell the people around us, the people we respect, and the people we love, that they are valued before they pass away. That's all I'm saying. But look, sending love to Coolio's family and friends. And again, rest in peace, Coolio. He was an absolute legend. Now, this second story I'm about to get into is the wildest Love Island story I have come across in my whole entire life. And I've sat here giving you so much Love Island gossip for the last couple of months. This one is crazy. So you may remember Molly and George from Love Island Just Gone. They were in Casa Amor. They weren't together. No, they weren't together. But it was the Love Island reunion. And, you know, as it happens at reunions, people bring their friends and their family to come and watch in the audience. And Molly and George have obviously brought their family members along. And it's just so happened that Molly's dad met George's mum and they got along really, really well. And it's being reported that they went on several dates. They got to know each other. And apparently it was love at first sight. And I'd argue married at first sight. Because apparently after a month, they're now married. But hold on, it doesn't stop there. This now makes Molly and George step siblings. Can you imagine if they left the villa as an item? That would have been nasty. But look, the fact that Molly and George's parents have gotten together has just proven what I've been saying for the last couple of months. We need an older version of Love Island. People over the age of 40 need love too. This is just proof. This is proof. I want to follow Molly and George's parents' relationship. I want to watch their relationship. I want all the gossip and I want all the tea. And I want to watch them like a hawk. So please, ITV, if you're listening, Love Island for people over 40. Thank you very much. Now it's time to talk about what I'm watching, and that is obviously The Kardashians Season 2 on Hulu and Disney+. Big revelation in the most recent episode where Khloe Kardashian revealed that Tristan Thompson tried to propose to her, but she said no. She said no! The man is a serial cheater. What does he expect? What does he expect after cheating on the woman so many times? For God's sake. Did he actually... Well, I just want to think about the scene, you know? And, you know, he's a guy with a lot of money. So as you can imagine, he probably took her out for dinner and, you know, set the rose petals and all of that stuff and got on one knee and said, will you marry me? And she's just said no. Well, look, she basically said that... She said to Tristan that, look, we can only get married when... I'm proud to call you my husband. Because as you can imagine, when a guy's cheating on you left, right, and center, you're not trying to claim him. You're not trying to claim him. But yeah, make sure you catch that. The Kardashians Season 2 on Hulu and Disney+. Right now, we're about to get into an interview from your dated and related faves, Jalen and Ilara. So give me a few minutes and we will be back with them and all the gossip. Hey guys, it's Will with you and welcome to my brand new show, Reality with Will and Jovi. You can find us on YouTube, TikTok and Instagram. Please give us a follow. We're going to have a lot of fun on the show, actually. So the Instagram handle is Reality with Will. On YouTube, you can find us and just search Reality with Will or Reality with Will and Jovi. And on TikTok, just search at Will_NJO. And we are back talking dated and related again. And today I'm joined by Jalen and Ilara, everybody. Woo!
Let's go.
Ilara?
Where's Ilara?
Where is she?
Hello?
Ilara. Come in, you're late.
The Champions League now, baby.
There she is, Champions League, baby. Take a seat. Explain the reference to the viewers again.
Right. Nina said, no, was it Diana or Nina?
It was Diana.
Yeah, Diana. One of them said that I didn't sign the contract yet and they were in the Premier League. Yeah. So now I'm in the Champions League.
There she is. There she is. Well, look, dated and related. I love this show. What was it like? In fact, let's take a step back. Before the show, did you know much about your dating life? Did you speak about dating? Did you know much about...
No, not at all. Unfortunately,
He's very protective. So
We didn't talk about it.
I think it's such an awkward thing.
We have this thing where we're not allowed to date each other's friends.
Yeah, we have this rule.
I actually broke it. Yeah.
That is awkward.
Oh, I'm so
and
bad.
I had to hide you from him for 3 months. For 3 months. Yes.
And how did you feel when you found out?
When I found out, I was a little fuming. But we sorted out in the end.
Wow. Now, in one of the tasks on the show, in Dated and Related, you two had to convince everyone that you took baths together.
Yes,
now, I want to know, how in sync are you in your bond as brother and sister? Do you do that sometimes?
We make people believe us, okay?
Okay, but did you do it as kids? You did it as kids.
No, we didn't.
Did we? I don't think so.
You might have done it as kids.
Maybe when we were like super young. I think maybe when I was like 3 years old.
But I can't remember that. How do you remember that?
I don't know. Mate, might have pictures.
Yeah. You might have pictures.
But not after the ages of like 3.
So what do you do together as siblings? Like, what are the things that, what like the rituals you do? Like anything? Like, do you go to the cinema sometimes? Do you go for dinner sometimes? Like, what things do you do together as siblings? Or are you just like, you live your life and I live mine? Because that's what I'm like with my brother.
Yeah.
I love them to bits, but it's like, see ya. You'll see me on social media or on TV or on radio somewhere.
Yeah, no, I'm like always ice football, like supporting him.
Yeah, she is. Well, I mean, what do we do together?
That's it. I'm always just like a football, just supporting.
She supports me all the time with my football.
We don't really go. Do we go to dinner?
No. Recently, so basically, I refuse to go out clubbing with her.
Why? Have you ever been clubbing with her?
We have, but because the show helped me out with that. So basically, I'm so protective that I hate people even looking at her.
Yeah. Wow. No, it annoys me.
You know what? Like, they might even just think that you two are together because they might, like, if you're in a club, they're like, oh, she's taking.
No, trust me. I'm like, cock blocking.
No, yeah. So I refuse because I know how men think and what they're thinking.
So I want them to think it, but you don't let them.
Yeah, exactly. So when I see them looking, it's just it's a bit of a bit of an awkward one.
So what was the experience of this show like for you? Because obviously, you know, you saw your sis dating. Mm. How did it feel? Were you uncomfortable, like being so engraved and so involved in this, like in the storylines of her love life?
To be fair, I had a change of heart. I was like really open about it. Yeah. I mean, I still was quite protective, but I saw how Kieran was. As soon as we walked in, Kieran was really loyal to Nina, and I saw how he was. So I was all right. We could give this guy a chance, see what it's like. It sort of progressed from there. And I saw how he was, and I was pretty all right with it, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, you made the wrong decision. Yeah.
You didn't put Alara on a date with Kieran at first.
No.
Oh yes.
Well, yeah, no, because when we first walked in.
Listen, I said to you, the one thing you have to give me is energy.
Dion didn't have energy.
He did, but it was my energy.
No, Dion's his vibes, man. Yeah, don't come for him.
He is. No, it was just like I wanted a bit of flirty banter, like, and he's amazing. He's amazing. Sorry,
What made you choose him?
Okay, he fell in the pool. Did you see the fall?
That was hilarious.
Did you see how he recovered? My God, this guy.
Anyone that is someone with consistence and persistency in life. He keeps going and gets what he wants.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And why do you feel like is it work out between you and him?
It was a socks for me.
Say something nice.
I don't know. I think it was. I don't know. He just didn't have the spark, the connection, the chemistry I was looking for. But he's an amazing person, and I couldn't have asked for a better first date in the villa.
Yeah, but Jalen, come on, man, you were cheated. You should have found love in there,
mate.
You were cheated, ladies. Come on, man.
There was no one good enough for him in there. Mm-hmm.
To be fair.
How did you find the experience yourself, like finding love?
I think it was definitely an eye-opener. It was a great experience. It was so good. I think when I first went in, the minute I saw Julia, I think looks-wise, she was very, very gorgeous. But I think our personality just didn't go.
Yeah.
I think she's quite mellow. I'm quite out there. Mm-hmm. So,
love it.
Yeah.
And do you feel like you lot were good wing men, good wing women for each other?
Listen, I did my job, but there was just no one in there for you. I'm sorry. Yeah. And you deserved a lot better.
That's true. Did she get to the final? I think I did my job.
You sure did.
But one thing I liked about you in this show, I was just like taken aback. I was like, wow, like you really knew what you wanted. You wanted Kieran, and you just went for it.
Listen, he was the best out of a bad bunch.
Yeah. You went for it, and it's like you just kept on going for it, even though he was taking you all out. I don't care, and you got what you wanted.
I got what I wanted, ladies.
You got it.
One thing, go for what you want. Okay. God loves a tryer.
Yeah.
And I tried. And
obviously, you and him made it to the finals.
We did.
And I was like, this is so beautiful.
Yeah, I know. I was in shock.
It was like a big happy family. Was it the episode before the last episode and you were all like eating or all on a table?
Yeah.
It's like a big happy family.
No, trust me. Listen, we had our differences with Nina and Diana, but like,
You were fiery though.
Yeah.
You were fiery.
But towards the end, we grew such a like special bond between us girls, and like I wish we had that from the start because we would have been.
Did you have a conversation with Nina eventually and just be like, "Look, babe"?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
What was that conversation?
I said, "Back off, he's my man now."
but when you finally got him, like, what was the conversation? Was it just like, "Look, you know, may the best lady win"?
Yeah, literally, make the best woman win. I won.
Yeah, you did.
Is that literally what you said?
Yeah. Basically, basically, she won because she got Daniel, and I won because I got Kieran.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's all good stuff.
Yeah, and oh my gosh, there was this scene when you were leaving, and you were crying.
No,
I'm not gonna lie. There were a few times I cried on this show, and that was one of them. I said, yeah, because it's like this, the love between siblings. It was just like it was quite emotionally gripping at points.
No, you don't understand. As soon as Melinda started walking down the stairs without Jaden even being there, No, you were there, sorry. I was hysterically crying. I was trying to hide behind my hair. Yeah. Like, I could just not stop the tears because I knew what was coming. I knew Rachel didn't have a bond with him. So, yeah, I was just like, I don't know what it was because I was going to see him very soon. Yeah, but I just thought in my head, shit, I'm going to do this without him. Yeah. Like, I'm by myself now with these strangers.
I think the why it was so intense was because when you're in there for a couple of days, it feels like months, weeks. It's crazy how intense everything feels. So when we were leaving, to be fair, I thought I was gonna shed a tear too, but I held it together and I didn't cry.
And then you all came back, didn't you, for like a little reunion?
Yeah. Oh, that was so good.
How soon after in real life was it? Was it like a week after, or was it like
how long?
A couple of days?
5 days, I'd say. Was it 5 days?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was 5 days.
Yeah.
We didn't know we were gonna go back in.
We didn't know.
We had no idea.
So we were in like a holding villa or something.
I think it was a hotel.
Yeah,
hotel.
What did you not eat in there? Like, what was the dinner like?
Oh, this is a good question. Listen, we had the best chef ever.
Really?
Yeah. Shout out to Mo.
And he made pigeon for us.
What?
Yes, the pigeons that we see in the streets. Yes.
So what was it like when you were having dinner? Did you talk about the show? Or were you not allowed to talk about the show?
We had to save the chat. We had to save the chat.
So what type of things were you talking about?
I don't know, just everyday life outside the villa. We weren't allowed to talk about anything.
We were talking about what flavour crisps is your favourite.
So were you even talking to people like were you talking to Nina like at dinner? Like what was, like at the tense times, like what was happening?
Oh, mate, she was sitting right down there.
The other end of the table.
Yeah. I told her, come on.
Get on your side.
And Kieran and you, obviously, like the last we saw on the show was that you two were together. It's been about a year now since
you filmed
it.
Oh, it's been a year.
What's happened?
A lot has happened.
What's happened?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
I would like to know. That's why we're all here. What's happened?
I don't know. Basically,
do you still feel the same about him?
No. A lot has changed. Basically, obviously, stuff happened in the villa and I was sharing a bed with him and then what ended up happening is we came home and 2 weeks after, he grew some balls and messaged me, basically, just to tell me. I'm very stubborn. I don't message men first. So he. 2 weeks later, he was like, listen, I had so much going on. And I was like, wow, okay. You had so much going on and you didn't want to just say hello? Or did you have a safe flight?
Oh, so we just basically ghosted you for 2 weeks?
Yeah, basically. So...
And then after
but
but when he sent that text to say, look, there was a lot going on and whatever, was that a let's meet up or was that a let's leave it?
He did say let's meet up, but I was just like, oh.
Annoyed.
Yeah, definitely. I was sharing a bed with him. I was kissing him every night. Like, it was just like...
Do you feel like you got attached to him?
You would. You're like in the same villa, like 24 hours a day. So...
Do you feel uncomfortable hearing this?
Do you know what it is? No. Like, when you have two fiery personalities, yes, we really got on and it was amazing, but there were certain situations that happened, yeah, that I realised that we can't really be together.
Fair enough. So have you been dating since?
I have. I needed to recover from the show, man. I've never been rejected so many bloody times. I've always said
to people who go on reality TV shows, you must have to have some serious balls and confidence because getting rejected again and again and again is like,
on
TV.
Yeah, I mean, in front of millions of people. At the time, I was trying, wasn't I?
Yeah.
But like we said,
you went on their vibes, you gave it your best, had a good time.
I did.
You know, your sister found love for a week. And that's the most important thing.
That is the most important thing. No, yeah, we did. Honestly, it was an amazing experience. It was so good.
We're so grateful to have been on a show like that.
Yeah.
We wanted to just see the experience, you know, free holiday.
Exactly.
South of France, who's going to say
with
no
chef,
to that?
Yeah, and it was a plus that I did end up finding someone and you didn't end up finding anyone.
Yeah, I know. Thanks for that.
I love you.
So are you guys still wing womaning each other, or is that just like we've left it for the show and that's that?
I think Jaden's being put off for life to wing man me, yeah.
Oh god. Damn.
Actually, I did in the club in Cyprus. I did try and wing woman.
You did? Yeah, you did.
I did.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, so I think she's still continuing.
But it was with my friend,
but
so...
But that's the energy we like.
Exactly.
Could you guys see yourself doing any more reality TV in the future?
Yeah.
Is it something you'd be up for?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Basically, I want to start a podcast with potentially Nina and Diana.
You should.
Yeah. Listen, we have.
You just start here. We'll be seeing each other.
Oh, yeah.
Coming to work, literally. Start here.
Oh, sick. Yeah, we've got loads of banter as well, so... Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be good.
Be sick,
I think
that'd be good. Cool. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on the
show.
High five. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Their energy is just electrifying. Let me know what you think in the comments. But look, I'll be back next week with all the gossip and another really exciting reality interview. So I'll see you there.